Okay, Hilchos Trefus, Siman Lamed Vav, starting Si'if Yud Gimel. Re'ah Shiyavsha. So if you have a lung that dried up, right? Last time we learned about this was with the Esrogim and the Lulavim. So here it gets really dry. Afilu Niktzita, even part of it, it's a trefa. But how dry? Vehu shetehe nifrechet betziporin. It has to be so dry that you can scratch it and it chips away into little pieces based on with your nail. Okay. Haga v'im misartet betziporin. But according to the Rama, it doesn't have to be that dry. It doesn't have to be falling apart like dust. It just needs to be that you can scratch your fingernail along the reya, the lung, al basar ha-reya, v'nir'eh sirtut b'tocha, and then you see the sirtut made by your fingernail, because it's dry, mikra yavesh, that has the din of yavesh, and it's a trefa. Okay, that's a trefa. Yudale, psamka, psamka is different. Psamka is it started to dry out, right? You open up the body, and you see the lung, it's dried out and shrunken. Okay, it's small. Kula, it's all of it. And the halakha is rubo ke kulo. It has to be the majority or more. It can't be the minority for this halakha, for tzamka. And either the whole lung or even any one of the lobes. If one of the una, the uma, one of the lobes is also tzamka, the majority of it, so then it has a different, that whole lobe is tzamka, if it's the majority. And once it's samka, it's a din as if it's not there. And so then that goes back to what we learned, if it's missing and how many are missing. Okay. So, if it became shrunk and dry because the animal got scared from a human being, like it just saw one of its friendly cows got shechted by a person, or any case where it became scared because of man, and that's what caused it to shrivel up, so then it's a trefa, then it has a din of a trefa. But if it happens, heavenly causes, natural causes, let's see, kagon shepachta mikol ra'am, from thunder, or ra'ata zikim, or it's a lightning, nuchayotze vazeh, o mipachad shar briot, or it got scared from another wild animal, kagon mikol shagat arye, like from the roar of a lion. So that's not a problem, that's a kshira. Okay, now how do you check? So that's tedvav. Siv tedvav, ketzad bod kinota. How do you check? So, this is a little bit of a, not 100% clear halacha, the Rishonim and Achronim, how to deal with this. But the Shach quotes that if you know for sure it was bidei adam, then you can rely. If you know for sure it's bidei adam, then there's nothing to check. It's if you know it was bidei adam, then it's for sure a trefa. And if you know if it was through bidei shemayim, like you saw these things happen right before you shechted it, and you know that that's you can assume that's what caused it. So then, if it's bidei shemayim, ein tzarich bedika. Both cases, you wouldn't need bedika. One would be a for sure trefa, one would be for sure kshira. Okay. Now let's keep reading. We're going to see how ketzad bodkin according to the Shulchan Aruch and then the Ramah. So the Haggad just adds the words, ima davar safek me'eze davar ba. This is if you have a safek, you're not sure how it came about. Now, not everyone writes that, so that's also a question. The Haggad's comment. Okay, let's keep going. Moshivin et hareya b'mayim eight le'eight. So what are we going to do? We want to do a test. You want to put the lung, let it soak in water for 24 hours. Eight le'eight. Now, you want it to be basically normal room temperature water, because otherwise it would affect the test. I'll just jump to the end, and I'll read it again. Basically, if it goes back to the way it was before, so then Im chazra lebriyasa, harei ze bidei shamayim, then we assume it happened b'day shamayim or b'day abrios, other animals, not people, muteris, and it's mutter, v'im lo chazra b'day adam hi treifa. And if it doesn't go back, then it's then we assume it happened from a man, and that's when it doesn't revert or, to the way it was, and it's being soaked in water, and then has the din of a treifa. So let's just go right back again. So Keitzar Bodkin Ota, the Rosh Hashanah continues, Moshivin etereya b'mayim eight l'eight. So now it depends on the temperature outside. If it was very cold outside, so then we want to compensate. So Moshivin Ota b'mayim poshrim. So you put it in, again, it depends how you define this, room temperature or slightly, very slightly warm water, but not hot, not warm, not, but just, certainly more than the room temperature when it's cold, when it's very cold outside. Compared to the air, it's going to be warm a little bit. And you want to put it in a kli, in a situation where it's not going to, the water is not going to get decreased or leak or evaporate, so that it doesn't get cold very quickly. You want to put it in a, maybe a thermos or whatever, just any kind of a material where the water is going to stay around room temperature, and if it's very, if it's freezing weather outside, it's not going to freeze it, within a few hours. You want it to last, basically what we call room temperature, for 24 hours. And if it's very hot outside, so the moshivin otam b'mayim tzonen. So compared to the temperature outside, you're going to put it into a little bit of a cool water. And then, and you put it into a kli that you want it to, I don't know, maybe condense on the outside or evaporate a little bit, because that'll help it keep the water cool. If it goes back to the way it used to be, the normal size, so then umuteret, it's mutter. And if it doesn't get any bigger, it stays, looks the same. We assume it happened by the animal got scared by a person, and then that's how it became small or dried out, and then it has a din of a treifa. Now the Haggah writes, and he says, we don't be somech on this bidika, ki ein anu bikin b'kol davar, because we don't really understand what this whole test is and how to do it properly. Shetzarech bidika, when it needs to have a bidika to decide. We're talking about a treifa deraisa or a kshera deraisa. But if really you believe it just happened bidei shamayim, and really it should be kosher without a problem, so then ein lahakshir b'lo bidika zo. So, since it is smaller than usual, normally we wouldn't be so mechana bedika, but we really believe that it should be 100% kosher, and you can go after the rove, and it should be no issues. So since it should be good, but, and we don't normally do bedikas, you go put it together, and he says we have to be machmer to at least do the bedika. In this case, we do the bedika. Ubazeh yesh lismach al bedika seino. And then we can be somech on our bedika, even though we're not exactly sure how to do the bedika. Since we really think it's kosher, then we could be somech on this bedika lechatchila, and then it's okay to eat. And it's a little bit of a machloka in the achronim how to deal with this, if when you need to do a real bedika or not. The Shach seems to say, and quotes others, that if you believe it happened b'day, as long as you don't believe it happened b'day Adam, then for sure we're somech on this, and in cases of a suffix. And he also quotes the Maharshal that if you believe it happened just b'day shamayim, you don't even have to do a bedika at all. So that's only when you're really in a case of you have no idea, if you have no idea. And if you believe it happened, again, b'day adam, don't do a bedika, won't help. If it did happen through, if you're pretty sure it happened b'day shamayim, then it's a machlokas if you should do bedika lechatchila or not. Okay, I'll leave it as a machlokas marshal versus the Rama. And the Rosh Hashanah just points out, though, if you do end up doing a bedika and it doesn't get any bigger, it stays a little bit dry and small, so then if you did a bedika and it didn't go back, so then maybe you didn't need to do the bedika in the first place, but now that you did it and it didn't get any better, so then we assume He says, Mucha Milta, that this happened Bidei Adam, because it only stays that way if it's happened through Bidei Adam. And I don't really understand how this works, but that's the principle. Okay, so then if it doesn't get bigger, then he calls it for sure a trefa. Fine, let's go on to Ted Zayin. Reya shehergishu ba b'mishmush hayad shemachat b'tocha. Now let's say when you feel the lung, you can tell, you can feel that there is a needle inside the reya. So im shlema, if the shlema is complete, right? You don't see any holes or punctures. Novchinota, blow it up, just to double check. Im ola benefiha, kshera. If it inflates, then it's kosher, because we're assuming if there's no hole, then the air stays inside the lungs, and then it grows, it inflates. So then that's good. Right? It's a suffix if you see it, you feel a needle there, and you're not sure if the needle punctured and made a hole. So you want to make sure there is no hole. So otherwise, it could have a din of a trefa. So you blow it up, and that works. Beinim hudak o av, it doesn't matter if the needle is thin or thick. Beinim nichnas derech chuda derech kupa. Perush derech sad av. So it doesn't matter if it entered, doesn't matter how it entered the lung, with whichever end of the needle, the sharp point at the end, or the wider, thicker, less sharp, the other end, the blunt side.
Did it heal?
We're assuming it didn't.
Through
the trachea.
And it pierced the lung, but then
if it pierced and then healed, I believe we call that a nekev, and it's a trefa forever. In other words, anytime we're going to have a sirchas coming up, that was one of the reasons why a sircha is a problem. Anytime you have these adhesions, it's kind of somewhere in between like a little mucus or a ligament, but not as thick as a ligament. And that's, we're going to discuss a couple of different shitas, how to decide, right, if it falls apart or not. But the whole point of having a sircha, why is this? Right now, the lung is completely complete, right? It's all sealed, and you blow air inside, it inflates. What turns it into, what makes the problem with the sircha is because that it's a machlokas, I think Rashi Tosfos, either that means there was a hole or there will be a hole. And it doesn't matter if it healed or not. Once you have a hole in the lung, then it has it's a trefa. Game over.
Exactly. So here it was eating something, or it went down the wrong pipe.
Exactly, it went down the wrong pipe. Okay, v'im hi chatucha trefa. Now if you discovered the lung once it already got cut up, so now there's nothing to blow and to check it. So then, since you found a needle in there, we don't know if it made a hole or not. And so since we don't know, it's a suffix trefa and it's aser to eat. And there's no way to test it anymore because... Correct. I believe so. Yesh alea kore dam. Now, if you find blood opposite keneged amachat bachutz, outside, then it has a din of a trefa, afilu hi shlema. You don't check it, you don't blow it up. Once you see a drop of blood, we assume that happened because of the puncture, and now it may have healed, but it doesn't matter. Haga, ubizman hazeh yesh lahatrif kol reyash nimtza b'amachat. And the halacha is nowadays we say any animal, any lung that has, or animal lung, that has a needle in the lung, then it's, and you find the needle, so then, ein danin ba din shlema, doesn't have a din of a shlema, we say it's a trefa. Because we don't know, maybe it happened and it healed. Im lo b'makom hefsed maruba, but if it's a case of hefsed maruba, and you don't know that it did ever puncture, so then, we could be mekel velivdok aide nefiha. So then the Ramah is mekel to check, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Hefsed Meruba, if you don't know that there was an actual hole. And it's a machlokas in the poskim had a paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But I'll just point out Simla Chadasha and Kafa Chaim, they follow the Ramah. Okay. Fine. Let's go on to Yud Zayin, I think. Right. So the Shach brings a machlokas had a pot. If it's that, for example, if it's a if you could be so mech on this bedika or not. Okay. Yud Zayin. Machat shenimtza besampona raba direya kshera. Now, if you find this needle in the one of the primary bronchi, right, in the tube going down, so then it's a kshera haga v'afilu chatucha. In this case, even if it got severed, the lung, the tubule, the bronchi, so there's no way to check anymore. It's like, you know, you popped the balloon already. There's no way to check. So then, afilu chatucha shelonu chaliv dok benefiha. You can't check it anymore. Yesh lahachshir. So again, so the machat that you find in the lung, in the mass, so then in the basar of the rea, it's a trefa if you can't check, but by the bronchi, it's okay. Fine. Let's start lamed zayin a little bit. Siman lamed zayin din ababuot v'sirchot harea. So we're talking about abuos. I guess swelling is another good definition, and sirchot is kind of an adhesion, all right? Kind of like a membrane or something a little harder, but something that's connecting.
It's not a scar. It's not scarring.
It could be from scarring. Exactly. It definitely could be. It could be from scarring.
That's the thing that is a scar.
Scar and sir. Interesting. Okay. Aleph. Okay, but definitely I wouldn't give that the definition. Reya shenimtzu ba ababot. Now, if you have a lung and you have some swellings around it, on little bumps, on the like little boils type on the lung, afilu him gedolas harbe. Someone that can send me a good picture of one. But even if you have a very big swellings or boils, imayu meleim ruach o mayim zachim. If it's full of air, or basically a fairly clear liquid, or lecha nimshechet kidivash uchayotzebo, right, or some kind of mucus, and pours a little bit like honey, uchayotzebo, olecha yevesha, or it could be very dry and hard, vikasha, afilu ke'evin, like a stone, okay, so it could kind of like a callus, I guess. But anyway, so you have, it could be anywhere from air to liquid to solid. Hariza moteret. That's not a problem. That's still going to be, it's not going to be a trefa for the lung. V'im nitzet bahem, right, we're not saying that means that there was a hole over there. V'im nitzet bahem lecha srucha. But if the liquid in there, it has a bad odor to it, o mayim sruchim, or liquid, that has a bad odor, either air or liquid. O akurim, or, again, I'm not sure of the different akurim lamaisa, but it means a dirty, cloudy, something along those lines. Harei ze trefa. So this would have a din of a trefa. Okay. Haga, v'rabim makshirim afila ba'akurim esuruchim. So then, when it comes, when you read the Gemara, it's a discussion, what's it referring to? I think it was kidney or liver. I think kidney. But it's a discussion, is that when we talk about sruchim and akurim, is it only a problem by the other limb or organ, or only by, or also by lungs? So here it's a machokas and a rishonim. So the Ramah points out that some say it's okay if it's akurim or sruchim by a lung. In other words, any one of these boils are going to be okay. And the Ramah is makel over here, even if it has a bad odor. And he says it's smutter as long as we're going to see the next halacha, or a couple halachos, what he means by smuchos. As long as it's not smuchos, we're talking about a single individual bua by itself. Okay, bet. Im sircha teluya yotza minabua trefa. Now, if you have some kind of an adhesion that hangs from this boil or swelling, then it has a din of a trefa. Okay, again, so we started with the sirchas now. Haga, v'hu adin, If anytime you have one of these boils and it's, and you already have a problem and you're not for other reasons if it's a kshera or not, even though we would say it's a kshera, but it's a reyuta, there's something that's not normal. Even though it's a reyuta, that it still wouldn't have invalidated the animal. Kegon begav shushit or bemakom de mashmiya kol, right, where we had some kind of a mass, or it gives a smell, like a whistle, right? We discussed this before. There's no complete hole through and through, so it doesn't go through both. Doesn't exit the lung through both of the membranes, but it can make a sound, because we're assuming the air it's blowing between the two membranes. So that's a reyusa, but we said it's okay. You check it, and it's not a problem. Oh, bua be'atzma mashmas kol, or there's a sound coming out of this bua. So then it has a din of a trefa. Right. So if you have a bua with another reyusa, so the Rama says which trefa. Maybe we'll do one more. Let's do one more. And stop. Go. You have two of these boils or swellings, one next to another, so then it's asura. So we learned, if it's one by itself, it's a kshera. Two next to each other, it's a trefa. Even if it's clean, pure water. But if it's one, and it looks like two, so you pop a hole in one of them, and you see. And if it flows from one to another, then you know it's one. In other words, if it's two separate boils and the liquid inside is not connected, then that counts as two, and it would be a trefa. But if it's connected as a din of, right, if it flows from one to another as a din of one, it's a kshera, v'imla avshtayim, u'trefa. V'hani mili b'shiyeshba mugla omayim. Now, so it's okay if it's, this halacha is if it's a mugla, if it has pus, or water. But if it's, so that's if it has water or pus or something that goes through. But if it's a solid mass, even if you have two that are right near each other, right, it's all solid, so then it's a kshira. Haga. I'll skip the hagas. Okay. I know, so okay. I have a different version here. Haga v'hu adin mursa shebireya, dahainu shekrum hareya mechaseh ota ve'ena gavoa mibasar hareya. Same thing, even though if it just has a membrane over it, and it doesn't protrude. Haga v'lo mikri smichi ela she'en b'neim kishnei chutei se'ar ve'achar shenavchu hareya. And it only has a din of smicha. They have to be at least two hairs apart from each other after you put up. Less than? She'ein b'neim. Kishnei chutei se'ar. Okay, I have to find out what that is. Okay. Vehu she'yeh b'mash mafrish b'neim ma'e re'a. And that's if... And if it still looks like a normal lung in between them. V'yesh machshir nafilu trebu et smiche, and some allow two of these boils near each other, im amayim shebehem zachim tzilulim, umetukim, if it's clear waters, v'yesh lelech bazeh achar minag, and the halacha just follows what the minag is, olefi inyan, hefsed v'sha'at etchak, and based on hefsed meruba and sha'at etchak, that gets calculated in the halacha with the minag. And if you have one of these swellings at the very at the edge of the rea, or at the very bottom, so then it has a din, same halacha. Bua al charitz v'kamit trefa. If you have one of these swellings over where the lobes are separated, then it has a din of a trefa. Dehavi kishnei buei desmiche. Because then it has a din of two of these boils near each other, and two boils, shnei buot ze keneged ze, bein shnei onos kshera. So if you have one right near each other, but they're in two Honest, it's a kshera. Aval bua keneged tinri b'haygavna treifa de tinri kasha. But if it's, I don't know if it's. Umenakevet habua shekenegda. I don't know. We'll go over this tomorrow. Buay v'tinri smuchim ze itzel ze kasha. But one buay and one a hard mass, not exactly sure. Tinri is hard, but they're near each other. Perforates? I don't know if it's perforated. Okay, because each other.
Opposite each other.
So two opposite each other on two different lobes, and one is hard and one is soft or liquid in there, and so then if it makes them a quid or it makes. I don't know. Okay. All right, we'll stop.